USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says the State of the Union is much improved from where it was in the depths of the pandemic after he took office.
Remember the fear, record losses. Remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind.
Biden touted his administration's efforts to pull the U.S. economy out of the COVID slump. He says he plans to continue that.
America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt offered the GOP rebuttal Thursday night.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
While speaking for Montgomery, she said Americans deserve a leader who is not diminished. The first-term Alabama Republican is the youngest woman in the Senate. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union. The man's son was a Marine killed in the hasty pullout from Afghanistan. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill. This development follows the unanimous advancement of a bill by the House Energy and Commerce Committee Thursday. The bill proposes that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, must either divest from the app or face a ban in the United States. Lawmakers express concerns that the Chinese government could potentially access the personal data of American TikTok users.
This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. to deliver the news Thursday. He says Sweden is a NATO ally for good.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. Russia will stay a serious threat.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials. A New York judge is rejecting Donald Trump's bid to delay paying more than $83 million to writer E. Jean Carroll in a defamation case. Trump had asked the judge to delay the judgment from taking effect until after a ruling on the former president's motions to throw the case out. The decision leaves Trump with just 3 days to pay or post a bond for the entire $83.3 million judgment. Parents are being urged to store medications and supplements safely. USA's John Schaefer with more.
The CDC reports a recent surge in unsupervised exposure of infants and young children to melatonin. Between 2019 and 2022, almost 11,000 infants and young children visited hospital emergency departments due to accidental ingestion of melatonin. Researchers note an increase in adult melatonin use, which often lacks child-resistant packaging.
United Airlines is planning to reduce its pilot hiring pace. United says its decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.